So today we are finishing off our series on short steps for long-term gains. We're looking at the topic of income. Now, usually when money is spoken about at church, sometimes there's a bearded guy up the front. He puts some comics up on the screen and some graphs that you can't read. No, there's none of that in this tonight. So no far sides, I'm sorry. Today, we're going to go over 3 points. So we're going to look at how much of our money belongs to God, how much we should give to church, and what does this mean for me and my income. So, how much of our money belongs to God? Well, in short, all of it. That's it. Moving on, point two. No. We know, as we're part of the Reformed Church, that whatever we claim needs to be backed up by Scripture, right? So let's see what Scripture backs this up. So let's start at the beginning. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So before the heavens, before the earth, there was just God. God created everything. We then see later on throughout the whole chapter that God continues to create man. He creates everything that's in and of the earth. That includes our income. We see that our money is God's again in 1 Chronicles. So this is a prayer by David. So he says, "Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand." So even David recognized that our wealth, our income, it comes from God and it rightly belongs to him. Later on in this passage in verse 16, they acknowledge this by building God's temple. Now, I know what you're thinking. It's easy to think that the money's rightfully ours. We work the 38-hour plus weeks. We do the overtime. We go in on weekends. Well, it's still God's. Deuteronomy 17 to 18, it says this: "You may say to yourself, my power and strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors as it is today." So from those three passages, I think it makes it pretty clear that our income, our wealth, it belongs to God. So, next point, how much should we be giving to the church? So this is where we'll focus on the passage that Catherine just read for us. So keep the Corinthians passage open. So the context of this passage is Paul is telling the people of Corinth to take collections to send to Jerusalem. So when we look over this verse, there's no explicit amount that he says we need to give. But he does give us a model to follow, which we should be thinking about as well in giving to church. So let's read through it again. "On the first day of every week, each of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with your income, saving it up so that when I come, no collections will have to be made." So the first part of this verse, we see Paul tell the people of Corinth that on the first day of every week, they need to set aside some money. Now, the key words that I got out of there were "every week." This shows us that our giving needs to be continual. It's a regularity. It's not a one-off charitable donation to God's work. It's a continual contribution to his church and to his ministries. So our giving's got to be regular. But how much do we give? He says, set aside a sum of money in keeping with your income. Now, I know for a fact that each and every one of us are on a different income. I don't get paid the same amount that someone else might get paid here. But it's not about the amount that we give. It's about our attitude. It's about having a giving heart, thoughtfully sharing what God has entrusted to us. Because where's our income come from? From God, it's His. Just as a waterfall is created from a single raindrop, each member's giving collectively contributes to the church and to God's ongoing ministry here in Cranbrook, Jordan Springs, Castlereagh, and even the other side of the world. So, what does this mean for me? Point three. Our society shows us that we need to do well at school, we need to go to uni, get a good job, and earn big dollars. But all the focus is on us. It's not on God. It's all about chasing the biggest paycheck. This is meaningless. Ecclesiastes 5:10. This says, whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with their income. This too is meaningless. We need to remember that we need to be wise with our income. God's entrusted this to us. We need to be giving to His work, just as we've seen in this Corinthians passage. Our giving needs to be regular and needs to be planned and thought out. Not a one-off payment, and it has to be in keeping with our income. Now, how do we do this well? Well, I thought here I could give you some helpful hints on how you could do this. Now, little asterisk disclaimer, I'm not a financial advisor. I actually got the mystery mark in maths in my HSC. So thank you. Take this with a grain of salt. But this is something that Rochelle and I have done with our income in keeping with what we earn. So hopefully Rochelle and I are looking to buy a house sometime in the future when house prices go down and we can afford something that's not in Bourke. So we went to a first home buyer's information night just to see what steps we'd have to take in achieving that goal of buying our first home. And the main take-home point that we got from this night was when we get paid, save the money from the top of when we get paid. So whatever our mortgage repayments have to be or our rent or whatever the savings needs to be, take it from the top. Don't go spend your money on miscellaneous things like mountain bike parts and car parts and T-shirts and dresses. But take it from the top. Don't spend all your month's salary or whatever you get paid. Don't spend it all and then save whatever's left over. Take from the top. And this is what our giving needs to be like as well. We need to give first to God and His ministries and then to other priorities that we need to live day to day. So this means for our congregations, it means giving to Tom's here, and that includes Jordan Springs and Castlereagh as well. Also our missionaries. We've got the Overhauls, Goscombs, Taylors, Parkers, and the Van der Heidens. They're spreading the gospel, and we need to support them in that. And then we go to our other day-to-day priorities. So, because I had key take-home points there, we've got key take-home points here for you. So the first point, we need to be wise with our income because God's entrusted it to us and we have to remember that it's His. And we need to be giving regularly and thoughtfully to His ministries. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for entrusting us the responsibility of money and income. We pray that we would be wise and that we would remember that it comes from You. We pray that we would give regularly and thoughtfully to Your ministries. Amen.